proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. And on today's program, I'd like to invite you to come with me to Tel Aviv, Jaffa, Israel. This city is located on the Mediterranean Sea coast. Tel Aviv is a newer city that was founded in 1909, while Jaffa, next door, is about 4,000 years old. Today they are annexed together. When you drive to the old city of Jaffa along Hayarkon Road in Tel Aviv, you will find this place to have a picturesque setting. Jaffa has a special charm as a port city in Israel. In fact, the name Jaffa, or perhaps you know it as Joppa, means beautiful in Hebrew. There, you can walk the alleyways, past art galleries, coffee shops, and restaurants. Jaffa has one of the most amazing views of Tel Aviv, especially at night, and is a beautiful spot to be with your sweetheart. It is common to see couples having their wedding pictures taken at this special place. Now, you probably know Jaffa pronounced in the Bible as Joppa, as I mentioned a moment ago. Jaffa was named after Japheth, the third son of Noah. It has lasted as one of the world's oldest seaports. One of Jaffa's unique stories happened around 1500 BC when Pharaoh Thutmose III sent his soldiers to conquer the town, which they did by entering the city hiding in clay jars. Jaffa actually became a provincial capital for the Egyptians. In fact, today you can actually see the mud brick walls that are from that period. Later, the children of Israel settled there by the tribe of Dan. I believe that Jaffa was an important key city that God used for sending the gospel message. You see, during King Solomon's reign, Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his ships down to the Mediterranean coast to Jaffa, carrying the cedars of Lebanon, that were then transported to Jerusalem for the building of the first temple. Perhaps we know Jaffa best, though, from the story of Jonah. It was from Jaffa that Jonah tried to flee from God, but was then swallowed by a great fish. God's plan through Jonah was fulfilled as Jonah finally submitted and preached the message of God to the people in Nineveh. In the New Testament, we read of the early believers in Jaffa according to Acts chapter 9. One of these disciples was Tabitha, also known as Dorcas. She made a lasting impact in her church and community. When she died, Peter was called to raise her to life, with the end result being the furtherance of the gospel. Today, there is actually an international school in Jaffa named Tabitha after this precious saint. It was also here at Jaffa that Peter saw a vision from God while he stayed at Simon the Tanner's house. The Lord used this to call Peter to go north up the seacoast to visit Cornelius in Caesarea and share the gospel, which resulted in seeing Gentiles being saved. As I'm sure most of our listening audience are Gentiles, we can be thankful for this city and the obedience of Peter and others who obey God's call to go. Truly, Jaffa is a special port city physically and spiritually as well. Just as the city and the believers in Jaffa were placed by God to minister around the world, even so, God placed each of us in a community to spread His message of truth to others, to the Jew first, as well as to the Gentile. Are we making ourselves available to God for His service like Tabitha did? Or are we reluctant to go like Jonah? Let us take the challenge to bloom where God has planted us. And Jaffa reminds us to take advantage of this very opportunity. Now perhaps you would like to go and see Jaffa for yourself. I just want to mention that IBJM does host a special tour to Israel on a regular basis, and I invite you to contact us here at IBJM. You can do so at calling us 423-876-8150 or go to ibjm.org for more information about that. And I know you'll be blessed. If you've never been to Israel, maybe that's been a dream for you, I invite you to go on this special trip and perhaps invite you to contact your pastor, let him know about it. And in fact, it'd be good for the church to send the pastor as well and his wife. I think that'd be a great present for him. And also, that will really help his study of the scriptures. And as he preaches as well, give him a fire. And I think that'll be a blessing to him and to the church as a whole. So I invite you to come and see for yourself the land of the Bible. And simply do that by contacting us here at IBJM for more information about this. Now, as we close this program, I invite you to remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.